It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you tagging along on a very somber day for America. The president laid not to rest, but memorialized in the National Cathedral today. We have highlights. Also, a check of some unreported stories from Kristen B. Tate, Byron York, Doc Howard Moore, John Catsimatidis. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
A very moving salute from a son that was dedicated to his father. But what I think the nation saw today in the memorial service of George H.W. Bush was the dedication, devotion, and love of a nation poured out. You will not have this happen very often, but you have every surviving president that's living assembled for George H.W. Bush's memorial at the National Cathedral today. And there are far more Democrats surviving than the currently only one surviving Republican president. But Carter, Clinton, and Obama, all their wives in attendance, and even the current president of the United States, who was kind of bristled at by Hillary, but otherwise it was It was good for the nation to see everybody assembled like that. But the service itself was quite moving. Started out with a granddaughter. So they have different levels of the family do different things. And Jenna Bush Hager started things off.
Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and the lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. The word of the Lord.
All right. So that was the granddaughter that spoke. And then he had a couple of other interesting selections for his eulogies. One was the former Canadian Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney.
In the second year of the Bush presidency, responding to implacable pressures from the Reagan and Bush administrations, the Soviet Union imploded. This was, in my judgment, the most epical event, political event, of the 20th century. An ominous situation that could have become extremely menacing to world security was instead deftly challenged by the leadership of President Bush into the broad and powerful currents of freedom.
And then a unique pick to be part of the eulogy, former senator from Wyoming, Alan Simpson, who said a lot about some of the times that he went through with George H.W. Bush. Cut number 10.
But he often said, when the really tough choices come, it's the country, not me. It's not about Democrats or Republicans. It's for our country that I fought for. And he was a man of such great humility. Those who travel the high road of humility in Washington, D.C. are not bothered by heavy traffic.
And the Simpson portion of the eulogy today was very funny. There were a lot of just really candid moments that he shared. But I think everybody was really wanting to see what former President number 43 would have to say about his dad. Obviously, a man who idolizes his father, but this is a father who spawned a lot of successful sons, two of which became prominent governors, two of which have run for president. One was a successful two-term president. And this was George W. Bush closing out his comments on his dad.
Finally, every day of his 73 years of marriage, Dad taught us all what it means to be a great husband. He married his sweetheart. He adored her. He laughed and cried with her. He was dedicated to her totally. In his old age, Dad enjoyed watching police show reruns. The volume on high. All the while holding Mom's hand. After Mom died, Dad was strong, but all he really wanted to do was hold Mom's hand again. Of course, Dad taught me another special lesson. He showed me what it means to be a president who serves with integrity, leads with courage, and acts with love in his heart for the citizens of our country. When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States, a diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor. In his inaugural address, the 41st President of the United States said this: "We cannot hope only to leave our children a bigger car, a bigger bank account. We must hope to give them a sense of what it means to be a loyal friend, a loving parent, a citizen who leaves his home, his neighborhood, and town better than he found it. What do we want the men and women who work with us to say when we are no longer there? That we were more driven to succeed than anyone around us. Or that we stopped to ask if a sick child had gotten better and stayed a moment there to trade a word of friendship. Well, Dad, we're going to remember you for exactly that and much more. And we're going to miss you. Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again."
The reference there, of course, to Robin, the sister that died at age 3 of leukemia. A lot of people didn't know about that story, and there was some foreshadowing in W's speech today talking about how he just had many years ago said one of the things he looked forward to doing in heaven was to hug Robin once again. This is hard for me because, you know, a dad of a 3-year-old daughter myself these days. And I don't know if this happens to everybody, but I find myself at some of these moments in history where I watch what others say about their fathers when their fathers have now passed. And in recent months, I've seen Dr. Herb London. I've witnessed the memorial service of John McCain. I witnessed the memorial service of Dr. Billy Graham, all within the last year. Those deaths just within the last year, of course, President Bush. But if you're a dad, if you're a man who wants to be a dad, if you're a man contemplating being a father, what do you want them to say about you at the end of your time? This is one of the ways that the death of George Bush can actually help our nation in a tremendous way. Because if you understand the sacrifice that one makes for the success of their children, and I don't mean material success, that's the one thing that none of these people talked about. They didn't talk about the Bush's wealth or anything like that today. It wasn't about that. It was about doing right by people. And for his success or for his lack of success in the office of president, for the rest of his career that seemed to be kind of unparalleled in terms of qualification, The thing that he wanted to be known best for was that he loved his family and wanted to go and hug his daughter again and hold Barbara's hand one more time. And that is what he's doing now, based on what he believed about God and about Jesus. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show yet for you today. There are other news items to get to. Did you know that 2 out of 3 immigrants are taking entitlements from the American government? According to a new survey, this is the case. And what about those viruses, if we could figure it out, would improve your health tremendously? We've got a Wellness Wednesday straight ahead as well. Kevin McCullough, my name. Thanks for being here. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays of 20 to 30 minutes going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel. Citybound side, really not bad from the Turnpike or the 1 and 9 approach. If you had one tunnel upstream, that'll be the Lincoln Tunnel. And that's about a 15-minute wait and 10 minutes or so from the 11th Avenue approach. So you will save yourself a little time by coming downtown on 11th Avenue. George Washington Bridge, pretty good ride for us into and out of the city. In New Jersey, lots of volume here on the parkway traveling south from 163 in Paramus right on down towards 159 in Saddlebrook. And more delays, 147 down towards 145, and slow again, 142 to 138. Northbound a crash, just north of the Union Tolls, blocking the left lane. Stays heavy pretty much up to 145. 280, a slow ride in both directions. Wrecked at 16 in Harrison across to the Parkway in East Orange. Turnpike Western Spur Heavy 18 to 15W heading south. Southbound Eastern Spur Heavy 16E down towards 15X. And looks like the West Side Highway still jammed northbound off 12th Avenue on up. And the FDR is heavy from the 30s to the GW Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I'm Mike Barker. AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder just wants you to have the facts.
Obama routinely banned nude photographers from official events, subverted the press in a number of ways, posted the worst record in history for fulfilling requests for public records under the Freedom of Information Act.
But Trump is, he pulled the hard press pass of Jim Acosta.
Really?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals, to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With the very best gifts from the very best brands, Ace makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. Wow your family with new and innovative gifts from the Grommet. Or give Dad something he'll really love from his favorite brands like Craftsman, Weber, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, make your holiday less hectic and save time by buying your gifts online and picking them up in store for free. So this holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Only at your neighborhood Ace.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1915, we were building the Panama Canal. In 1915, this gold coin that we are about to give away with Landmark Capital was minted in the San Francisco Mint, celebrating the construction of the Panama Canal and opening up free trade to the world. You can enter to win by heading to am970theanswer.com and clicking on the Landmark Capital banner. That's am970theanswer.com.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ding dong, that is the song with joy for ring the play. caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Merry, while people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Of course, it is the sounds of the season. And, of course, that is still the band and voice of the Gettys. And they're going to be at Carnegie on the 13th. And if you're going to be around, we're going to be there. It's kind of become the annual McCullough traditional Christmas observance in Manhattan. What a great, great experience. But earlier today, of course, HW memorialized in our nation's capital. And I'm wondering if my next guest has any thoughts on that. I know she has thoughts on the tariff pause that the president kind of quasi-announced this week. And also, she's got tidbits on another statistic that is rather concerning, I think, in some respects. But let's talk to Kristen B. Tate once again. Kristen, welcome. It's good to have you.
Great to be with you, as always.
Earlier today, the president's son spoke, of course, and it was quite a majestic moment when the National Cathedral was full. You had all the surviving presidents gathered there in one spot. Your thoughts on the passing of HW 41?
Of course, it's so sad. You know, he was a real statesman, a true American, somebody who was respected by people on both sides of the aisle. And it's just a beautiful moment for our nation to be able to come together in these divided times.
Yeah.
And remember such a great American.
It won't last long, though.
Yeah. About 5 minutes after the funeral's over, I guarantee you it'll just go back to the divisive rhetoric.
It's so sad,
you know,
but you're
nice
right.
All we have this. Yeah.
So in light of the former president's services and his memorials, the president left South America, putting kind of everything on hold, didn't even hold his press conference, is waiting till the formal stuff is done before he talks about that. But there has been this rumor that let slip that China's going to the situation with China is going to be put on hold. That pauses $220 additional $1 billion of tariffs against China. Supposedly they're pausing tariffs against us, lowering the tariffs that they've been charging for our cars to come there, and they're going to buy more of our produce. Is this step one towards Trump finally getting free and fair trade from China?
It certainly seems like it. And I have to give you a lot of credit, Kevin, because you've said from the beginning that you would think that these tariffs would have the intended effect. And it seems like China may have blinked. But, you know, ultimately, leveling the playing field to what's truly fair for both parties isn't just a win for America, but China.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nation that would be devastated by a trade war and would have massive civil unrest if there was any kind of recession there. So, of course, it's in their best interest to kind of try to iron things out with the U.S. And Trump used the threat of a full-blown trade war to make that happen. So right now it's looking like this sort of tariff strategy may have worked.
Well, and in all fairness to you and those that were cynical about them, we haven't seen that be proven yet. So and Xi has had a tendency to, within about 100 days of some past agreements, kind of blow them up and, you know, just do what he wants to anyway. So I don't know. But if we can get and that's my only that was my only emphasis is if we can get a level playing field, then that's what the president is seeking to do. And I think that's what I think that's what his intent is. I know that we're kind of running against the clock here, because if we don't get it done soon, the impact of what the tariffs look like could begin to have, you know, definite repercussive effects back against our people. And I got to say this, to the president's credit, the threat of the tariffs with Canada and Mexico certainly brought the USMCA deal to fruition. So, you know, crazy like a fox he may be, but just because it's traditional thinking in other circles doesn't necessarily mean that he acknowledges it.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And this is what Trump ran on, you know, yeah. America first. So I think a lot of people, even if their state, certain industries in their states may see a negative effect from the tariffs in the short term, still support these tactics because, you know, of course, the hope is that long-term.
The long-term, yeah.
Beneficial.
Nope, absolutely.
Right.
Hey, so you were telling us off-air that there are some new statistics out that have to do with immigrant communities within America and what is happening with them in terms of public entitlements. Tell my listeners what you were telling me.
So a new report by the Center for Immigration Studies found that 63% of households that are headed by a migrant or an immigrant are on at least one welfare program. So this is pretty shocking, you know, because the left always loves to kind of portray immigrants as, you know, not being a drain to taxpayers. But clearly these statistics show that at least the first generation of immigrants are a drain to taxpayers. So I just found this truly concerning, mostly because we already have a huge welfare problem in this country, and we're already in a situation where over 40% of Americans pay zero federal income taxes. So when you add in these immigrants who are sucking from taxpayers, it's just making the situation worse. And I have no idea why anyone would want to import more dependents to the country.
Right.
I'm all for immigrants, hardworking immigrants. I think that's wonderful, but we really need to stop giving green cards to people who expect to receive taxpayer benefits. And in fact, Kevin, last month, Trump's DHS rolled out a plan for that. I'm not sure if you remember, but the Trump administration is planning to halt green cards for immigrants who expect to receive taxpayer goodies. So this kind of just justifies that
yeah,
plan.
Well, if you don't shut down that magnet, then you'll never do it. And look, I know firsthand because shortly after college for a brief while, I dated a young girl who was her all of her family were from Eastern Europe. And yeah, if they got wind of something that was, you know, a benefit, they would say, hey, get over here. We can get you housing and we can help you do this and that. And it wasn't that that family necessarily was looking to hurt America, but it certainly did make it more attractive for them to try to get here faster. And I don't have a problem with people coming here. But if people want to come and contribute to America, that's really what we need. We need people that are going to be producers, not consumers. And that's the difference there. Well, keep your eye on that, Kristen, and keep us informed about how that pans out, because that is 2/3. That's shocking.
I know. Yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye on it and keep you up to date because it's a story that I just find sickening. And
I have a feeling there'll be a column in The Hill very soon, authored by Kristen B. Tate, addressing this as well. Get her book if you haven't yet, How Do I Tax Thee? It's a stunning revelation of taxes you're paying for and you don't even know it. And then join us each Wednesday for Tate's Take. I'm Kevin McCullough.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have partly cloudy skies. We have 37 degrees on this Wednesday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, lame duck OEM Commissioner Joe Esposito says he has no hard feelings after being asked to step down.
It's unfortunate that it got to the point that it did, all the confusion. But he's the mayor.
Mayor de Blasio announced Monday night that the city was searching for a new leader for the Office of Emergency Management. The mayor says he decided weeks ago that a change was in fact needed. Esposito told reporters last evening that he's committed to carrying out his duties until the city replaces him. Both the mayor and Esposito say the move has nothing to do with last month's snowstorm. And Esposito responding to reports that he refused to resign last week when asked to by a deputy mayor.
It wasn't that I didn't say I would step down. She said, you know, we're going to ask you to leave. And I said, fine, tell me when. And, you know, give me a letter, give me an email, tell me when, and no problem. And that's how the meeting ended.
A woman and two police officers are hurt during a home invasion in the Bronx. Authorities say it happened yesterday on 175th Street in the Morris Heights section. Neighbors say they heard the woman yelling loudly.
She was just like saying, help, help, but in Spanish, help, help, come, help, help, help. The guy's in my house, he's in my house.
Open windows and everything, and it wasn't that. I thought it was them next door fixing an apartment. It wasn't that. That's the thing I know, they're banging on my door, say, get up.
Police say the robber first set off a smoke bomb outside the woman's apartment, and when she opened the door, the man pushed her back, pistol whipped her in the face, and then demanded money. In sports, basketball, Nets host the Oklahoma City Thunder. NCAA men's basketball, St. John's put their undefeated record on the line tonight against Mount St. Mary's. Coverage right here on AM 970. The Answer begins at 6:10 p.m. Taking a look at the traffic, a lot of volume on the West Side Highway heading northbound from the 50s to the GW Bridge. Not much better on the east side. We're slow northbound from the 20s to the RFK Triborough Bridge. Your forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low 29, mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high of 40. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 2:30 for the biggest game of the year as the Black Knights take on the Navy Midshipmen in Philadelphia on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Wait a minute.
We three kings of Orient are wearing gifts. We travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain. Follow me.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, so glad you're with us and so happy to be here. And on Wednesdays, sometimes we set aside the front pages just for a few minutes to concentrate on one area of something in your life that really matters, and that is your physical well-being. And there was a news item that caught my attention, and I felt like I needed to talk to my next guest because he's done a lot of study in the area of bacteria and viruses and how they act and react in the human body and what happens to the human in the process of what they do. But Dr. Douglas Howard, who you also know as the inventor, creator, producer of the Balance of Nature product that I take and strongly endorse and have been taking now for about 3 years. I don't get sick anymore, basically, because of it. And he is back. And Doc, one of the reasons why I wanted to speak with you directly is because you do have not just your study and expertise in nutrition, but you've got a medical background as well. And so you can bring kind of the best of both worlds to this. But I forward you the story. There's a lot of concern about viruses and kind of their kind of, you know, impossibility to be beaten in some respects. You were explaining to me off air, there's a strong difference between bacteria and viruses and what we need to do in response. But just relay some of that for my listeners.
Well, it's a great subject because number one, many people don't realize this, but now I'm going to talk about viruses and bacteria and the differences here for a second, because that's what this article is going to address. But many people do not realize that antibiotics cannot kill a virus.
Right.
Because a virus is not alive. And if you break down the word antibiotic, that means anti-life. A biotic is life. So they go in and kill living organisms, which are bacteria. Now, they can't do that to viruses. So the difference is that a virus is not a living organism. It has DNA, it has all these things, but it cannot reproduce on its own. It cannot reproduce its own DNA. So it's kind of like a wind-up toy. So if it's a weapon that this thing, it floats around, and as soon as it hits it hits all kinds of cells, but as soon as it hits the cell that's most vulnerable to it, then it has these hooks on its feet. And as soon as they grab into the cell, because they're much smaller than a cell, they grab into it, and then it sets off this mechanism that's like a wind-up toy starts going, and it just bores a hole into the cell, and then it drops in this fake encoding for DNA. And then those fake codes go in, and they'll jump onto the DNA strands, and then they start changing the DNA of the cell to start producing the DNA of what the virus needs.
Right.
And then that cell starts it gets hijacked. So it starts producing viruses instead of what it should be. Because DNA is just, it's your blueprint of what the cell should build. And it just changes the blueprint and makes that cell start making those viruses until that cell eventually it can't survive. It eventually dies. And it blows up, and when it breaks open, then it releases all of these new viruses that it made for that virus. So it's not really alive. They're zombies, okay? That's the best way. In this day and age, people, you know, watch all these zombie movies. Well, viruses aren't really alive.
Right.
And so they're really sketchy to work with.
But what's the solution to preventing or keeping viruses from, you know, doing what they do?
Number one, we want to protect the DNA so they don't get damaged. Number two, when they do get damaged, that the repair mechanism in the DNA can be faster and better. Number three, when a mutant cell then does get through the lines anyways, that the immune system can identify it quickly and kill it. That's really the cure. That is the cure for cancer.
Yeah. So, friends, listen, call Doc Howard's office and ask for a health coach that will walk you through some assessment of your own health situation. They'll ask you some questions, but also they'll tell you more about the fruits and veggies and the spice and fiber. And that's all they do. That's the only stuff that they do at Balance of Nature, but it's making such a difference in so many people's lives. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And just mention Kevin McCullough or promo code KMC when you call, and they'll be glad to help you. Doc Howard, thank you so much for helping us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
When you or a family member's in an accident, think Bramnick. Available 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. If a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and take it to trial. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick at 1-877-423-4878. That's 1-877-423-4878 or at johnbramnick.com.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen. Boom! You just created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your own body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon, just one teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. That is why I take Super Beats every single day. I have high blood pressure issues, and it helps keep my blood pressure down. We're talking real, healthy, natural energy. 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Super Beats. Call 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com today.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan, got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
AM 970, The Answer.
Yeah, I'm sending you a Merry New York Christmas. And a prayer for peace on earth within our time. And the sidewalk angels echo.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. That's Rob Thomas. He did that at the NBC Christmas tree lighting of the Rockefeller tree last week. And I thought, you know what? There's not that many great Christmas songs written about New York. So I grabbed it and said, we're going to put that on the show. Anyway, glad you're back with us. Hey, you know, every single week at this time, we get to take a little time out and talk to New York's most beloved billionaire. For some reason, John, we lost your beautiful custom-made liner from Lonnie, our voice guy, where he comes on and goes, New York's most beloved billionaire. And, like, I was so, like, looking forward to hearing it, and then it's just somebody stole it from the computer or something. I think Murano did that, but
I love that Christmas music, you know?
I do, too.
I'm going to vote, and we should have Christmas music 2 months a year.
Well, see, okay, so you've met my bride. We have this debate in the McCullough house. She wants to start playing the Christmas music immediately after Halloween. And I'm kind of like one of those more traditionalists. I say like after Thanksgiving. So my daughter and my oldest son are like on mom's team. So I'm already outnumbered 3-1. But my middle guy, Jonathan, he came and said, no, Dad, you're right. It's got to be after Thanksgiving because you can't overlook Thanksgiving to get to Christmas. So who's right here?
Me and my wife have big fights.
Now, the lovely Margot is sitting right here in our studio.
Margot's sitting right here. Hello, Margo.
What do you fight about? Like, well, I don't want to know that. Anyway,
I don't know. I'm soon to find out.
There you go.
Well, you know, our Christmas tree goes up after Thanksgiving.
So okay, I'm good with that.
Everybody was insisting to take it down after New Year's, and I wanted it up. It's a beautiful tree.
Leave it up a little longer.
A little longer. So we negotiated to keep it up till Russian New Year.
We'll see.
Which is the middle of Orthodox calendar sometime, I guess.
So when is Orthodox Christmas? Because that comes mid-January, doesn't it?
January 14th this year. So we
there
keep it up to January 14th.
Well,
then, why not?
So now you've got an excuse.
That's Christmas. Is that New Year's or Christmas?
No, that's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, Orthodox
January
Christmas.
January 7th is Christmas.
Well, January 7th is
so
Christmas.
So New Year's is 7 days later.
Yes.
I love that you two are together solving all these problems together.
Now, we have a big Russian New Year celebration in St. Petersburg.
But you're not Russian.
Florida.
You're Greek.
My wife is part Russian.
Oh, okay.
And her mother was in charge of the Russians in St. Petersburg. Wait, does that mean that Mueller will investigate me?
Probably.
Forget everything you ever heard. I know nothing about the Russians. I know nothing.
Well, if you voted for Hillary.
How did Sergeant Sill said?
If you voted for Hillary, I think you're okay. Like, if it's only if you voted for Trump. So don't reveal who you voted for. You're fine.
Well, Mueller, you know, you never know about Mueller.
Hey, let's change gears for just a second. We didn't lay to rest, but we memorialized President Bush today. And it was neat to see Presidents Carter, Clinton, Obama, Trump's, and Bush all in the front row of the National Cathedral. What went through your mind when you saw it?
I was glad that they were all there, but the way they stared at each other, you thought that somebody would get killed.
Hillary was a little bit chilly towards Melania when she stuck her hand out to shake her hand.
And between Obama and Trump, there wasn't any great stares.
Yeah, but Michelle reached over and shook his hand.
Okay.
Yeah, she was nice. Well, you know what I've loved about this is that I think for like a half a second here, we've actually gotten the whole nation to come together and remember somebody who served his country. He lied to the U.S. Navy to get in at age 18 to fly in fighter jets in World War II. And from that moment until, you know, he left office, he did nothing but serve his country.
Look, he was a great president. When he became president, there was nobody ever more qualified than him. UN ambassador, CIA director,
yeah,
vice president for 8 years. He was very qualified. But he made a giant mistake. Giant mistake.
Reading my lips?
No, besides that, with Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah.
All that Ross Perot wanted was some troops to go in and try to bring back some of our soldiers from Vietnam. And
so you think if he had done that, it would have been palatable.
I would have given Ross Perot the 7th Fleet, and I would have said, go away. Just go.
Go get them.
Go get them. I think you're doing a great job. Ross Perot, he had a fight with Ross Perot.
Yeah.
And the truth is, that was the biggest mistake of his life.
Well, Perot got.
Because Perot got almost 19%.
Yep.
And he's a Texan, and at least, my opinion, 18 of the 19% was probably Bush votes.
Oh, I think so. I think you're right. I think that if Perot's not in that race, I think Bush wins in a fairly handy reelect.
Do you realize?
You parted the waters, and you allowed the Clintons to come to power.
How much that changed history? It's scary. I got goosebumps just thinking about it.
But you're a friend of Bill. You got 8 years of your buddy.
Well, I never knew him.
Yeah.
I got to tell you the story sometime. When Bill Clinton, he invited us to the White House 4 times. The first 3 times, Margo refused to go. By the 4th time.
She's hiding. Margo, where'd you go? Why are you hiding? Don't hide.
By the 4th time, I said, Margo, he is the president of the United States.
Well, hello. And, like, I didn't agree with Obama, but if he'd invited me to come to the White House, I probably would have gone.
I think we should go.
Yeah.
And we finally decided to go. And you ready for this? We figured it would be 200-300 people. There's only 40 people at dinner.
Hmm.
4 tables of 10. Margot is sitting next to the president. And I yelled at Margot, I said, don't tell him what you really think. And I was sitting next to Hillary. This is 19...
Wow, you got the short end of that, that straw.
What, 92, was it? 92? January?
Yeah.
Of February 1992. And, you know, the dinner was over 10, 11 o'clock. And it was just the four of us left.
Oh, wow.
And Margot was complaining.
What'd you do, like play Pinochle till 3 in the morning or
almost.
Something?
Almost. Margot was complaining to the President of the United States that when we saw him at Fordham University getting an award, there weren't any flags. And he tried to tell Margot how much he loved flags. So at midnight, you ready for that? Midnight.
The bumper's playing. We got to go quick.
He insisted on taking Margot to the Oval Office
to see the
show of the flags.
There you go.
And me and Hillary were 10 steps behind.
I'm telling you.
And Hillary would say, and Bill, it's midnight.
I'm telling you, John.
This is a
one
true
of the greatest
story.
Nights we ever had. I'm just saying.
And this is the only time I've told this story. And this is as
John Catsimatidis, if you're listening in New York, top of the hour. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have troubles in Brooklyn on the outbound Gowanus Expressway as you approach 6th Avenue. It's an accident being cleared. Also on the Prospect westbound, approaching 4th Avenue. That is a collision being cleared. If you're wondering how the BQE is doing, well, wonder no more. It's not doing well at all on the westbound side. Delays from, let's say, McGinnis-Humboldt right on down towards the Brooklyn Bridge. An accident just before the Brooklyn Bridge. And on the inbound side, there's an accident just to the north of Atlantic Avenue. So we're looking at some delays both ways on the BQE. In Queens, eastbound LIE slow from the BQE right out towards the Cross Island Parkway. Then WIC jammed up both ways from the Bell Parkway on up towards the area of the LIE. On the westbound Staten Island Expressway, that's a slow ride from just off the Verrazano across to 440. Eastbound's not bad. Verrazano Bridge is actually a pretty good ride for you. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson River on this Wednesday afternoon. We are looking at delays going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel of close to 45 minutes. Now, the Lincoln's 20 minutes outbound, but that is a bargain compared to the Holland. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With the very best gifts from the very best brands, Ace makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. Wow your family with new and innovative gifts from the Grommet. Or give Dad something he'll really love from his favorite brands like Craftsman, Weber, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, make your holiday less hectic and save time by buying your gifts online and picking them up in store for free. So this holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Only at your neighborhood Ace.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, neck pain, or upper back pain, I want you to talk to my very good friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. Why? Because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she sees people with pain all the time. And she is simply the best when it comes to non-surgical spinal decompression. What I love about Dr. Melinda Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain and not just with scary injections or surgery. No, she wants to make sure your spine is healthy, so she'll give you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that will not cut your body or put shots into your system. Please call and find out more, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain at its source and do things like walk freely again or play with your children or grandchildren. Call her now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you right now. 718-234-6200.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Cats at Night with John Catsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970. The Answer.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
what you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, in the spirit of the season, we're glad that you've been with us, and thank you for taking us with you every single day. You continue to add to the success of this show, and I'm humbled. I hear from more of you every day in a variety of ways, and I'm so grateful that you give me that entree into your life to talk about the events of the day, to try to give you the perspective on what the breaking news is, what it means, certainly, and try to add some meaning as to why it matters as well. Got a big week yet ahead of us, so I hope that you'll be back for the rest of it as well. Now, earlier today, on this National Day of Remembrance, there was several people that eulogized. We've already gone over this in the opening of the show. But Senator Alan Simpson from Wyoming really did kind of bring home something that I thought really humanized George W. Bush. There was a time when he, as a senator, had gone after Social Security, tried to gut the program, called the people that advocated for it greedy geezers. His popularity just went right in the black hole. Like he was like at 0.19% of popularity when President Bush was at 93% just after kicking out to Saddam Hussein. And he told this story of what the president did for him.
George said, "Now wave to your pals over there in the media, Al." And they didn't wave back. So next morning, he's ratting through all the papers in the U.S., and he looks up and he said, "Aha, here's the one I've been looking for. A picture of Barbara and Ann and George with his arm and hand on my back. And later, we're having a sauna. And I said, George, I am not unmindful as to what you are doing. You are propping up your old wounded duck pal. While you're at the top of your game, you reach out to me while I'm tangled in rich controversy and taking my lumps." And he said, "Yep." There were staff members, Al, who told me not to do this. But Al, this is about friendship and loyalty. Sound familiar?
And that was what President Bush was known for. Cared about his friends and family, the nation that he loved, the nation he sought to defend at 18. Lied about his age to get into the Navy so he could go fly planes and try to help win the war. We will not see one like him again, maybe forever, but certainly for a very long time. And Mr. President, the nation is grateful today. Rest in peace. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.